Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. This is your host, Imon M. Prosper, and this is the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. I'm so glad to have you guys with us today. It's been an actual pleasurable morning, and I hope you're having a great, great lunch. And it's an honor to have each and every one of you come and be a part of this conversation. As always, everything we discuss on the Regal Poet Radio Show is for the betterment of your business and professional advancement as an artist. As we move into the growth of the orange economy, which is the creative art economy, today we have a special topic. We're speaking on the art of recovery. I would like to personally thank those of you who have called, text, and inboxed me regarding the subject, just letting me know that you get it, that you actually get that we're actually looking to express, and that you love it and you want more of it. And I appreciate that, as our subject matter can be very unique and untraditional here on the Regal Poet Radio Show. But what never ceases to amaze me is how many people appreciate and express that they needed to hear about the subject. So first, thank you for that, and keep it coming. Always welcome. You know, you can check us out on the Facebook page under Regal Poet. And we always spell it out as REGALPOETE. And please also check us out on Twitter and keep the conversation going that way. Those of you that have called in or tuned in who are just curious on what the art of recovery is, it is really the art of hosting. Hosting an event, whether it be from a Twitter meeting, to a flat-out, all-out obstacle challenge, which is why we have chosen our guest today the way that we did. He is an expert on that. Whatever it is, whatever medium that you use or you choose to express your art, to talk about your art, or to deliver your art to an audience, there's always an element of hosting involved. And there's an etiquette to follow. I tell people this all the time, no matter what genre you're in. There's an etiquette to everything that you do. And why we choose our genres is because we're ready and willing to dedicate and honor that genre by following the etiquette so that we can be the best that we need to be. But what if you got everything right? You were ultimately completely prepared for what you need to deliver. You flat ironed your hair just right. You got your bow tie just right. You're trendy. You have everything you need. And you even studied the night. Everything that goes wrong outside of that, outside of yourself, goes wrong that day. And you, the host, are on the front line, expected to shine. How do you recover in such a way that your audience returns? Because, you know, the payback is in the comeback. I actually stole that from Chris Rock. But anyways, it's very fitting, laugh out loud. So let's look at that. Let's look at what you need to do in order to recover in such a way that your audience respects you and actually returns to be a part of what you need to deliver. Because at the end of the day, it's all about our clients. And I was having this conversation with another colleague of mine. I've talked to you guys about her before, and we worked together many times, and that is Miss Quote. And she was telling me, you know who's great at recovery? Like, it doesn't matter what's happening in the audience. It doesn't matter what's happening within an event or a venue. I mean, he just recovers flawlessly, and he always delivers a great show, no matter what. And I'm pretty sure that he's trusted by promoters. And at the end of the day, if you're at a venue, if you're representing an event, you want to be trusted by that promoter. You want to be trusted by the person that is actually putting energy into you or raising capital for you. And so we were talking about it, and she was saying, you know what, you've got to talk to Complex. That's Mr. We call him Mr. Keep On Moving, and he is actually our a guest today. So let me tell you a little bit about him. He's a dynamic actor, poet, musician. He's appeared on countless stages, music videos, and televised shows, such as on BET, a long stint on national series shows, and he is also a talented host MC, from busboys and poets to televised small business trade shows to online radio programming. And as I alluded to earlier, he has hosted country. Recently, he hosted Dare Theory, and that was 50 dares, 4 hours, one champion, which he can definitely tell us about. And I'm going to go ahead and see if he's on the line with us. And if he is, we're going to go ahead and give him a round of applause to come on the line with us. Let's see if we can get him in. All right, so we have Mr. Keep On Moving Complex on the line with us. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Glad to be here. How are you?
I'm great. We're so excited to have you on the show with us, to be able to represent, just being a great host and an MC. We're talking about the art of recovery, which is basically the art of hosting. And as I was telling you, as we spoke earlier, I was telling you that Ms. Colt really was endorsing you as the guy that, hey, no matter what's going on, no matter what kind of chaos is going on in the background, you can always count on Calm to make sure that it's a great show, everybody's energized, and that it's also something that people want to come back to, no matter if it looked like it was a disaster. By the time they're done, you know how to make it look awesome.
Well, big shout out to Ms. Quote. Thank her for that love right there, and I really appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about Dare Theory, because I know one of the things about being a great host, you got to have a lot of energy, and to have a Dare Theory, there had to be a lot of energy.
Well, the thing about hosting overall, first of all, is hosting is a separate art form and performance. And a lot of people need to understand that. Like, you know, I have never officially taught hosting, but unofficially, I've always said for art form, you have performers, you know, singers, you know, rappers, you have poets. And then to be a host, it's a separate thing. And you kind of need to understand and approach it that way. And for me, with that approach, it enables me to host different kinds of events with a unique flavor, still my own signature, but with a unique flavor and with very specific or precise application of the intrinsics of the event. You know, you go into a spoken word event, you got to know the intrinsics of it, the nuances of it. And then for an event like Dare Theory, it's a different animal. So Dare Theory is an urban scavenger hunt that was developed by a buddy of mine who we worked together while I was hosting another very different event called Run for Your Lives, which was a zombie themed or an apocalypse themed 5K that toured around the country. And it was huge. It was crazy. It was a very over the top type of event, and the spinoff of it, Their Theory, which Run for Your Lives is no longer up and running. But Their Theory, what we do with that is we have people complete these dares that are valued at different points. And you have to videotape some of them, and you have to take pictures of some of them. You work in a team of between 2 and 6 people. And whoever completes the most dares or completes all the dares first, it's 50 total dares. Whoever completes them first and completes them correctly wins the prize. And for that, it is a lot of energy because you're running around the city. We do it in different cities. You're running around the city. You're doing things, acting silly, acting like a kid and having fun, you know, just playing old good time. And, you know, people like to kind of revisit their youth. And when I'm hosting that, it's not as sexy as when I'm hosting the poetry spot. So it's a lot of activity. You know what I mean? It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of running up and down. People like to scream and do the wobble and, you know, do dance contests and all kinds of stuff. So it's a lot of fun. I think when we bring it to Miami, you know, everybody is going to enjoy that because just the scope of the event is just built on having fun.
Nice. So do you consider, because now you get paid to do hosting, right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't work for free, mommy, at all.
I know.
Absolutely.
I love that.
I host, like I said, I host different kinds of events. I host events all over the country. And people, actually, next week I'm going back to Anchorage, Alaska to host the, co-host, really. It's being hosted by Darren Henson from Soul Food. It's a natural hair care expo. And I currently host the hair care expo that tours around the country as well. That one is actually called the Natural Hair Care Expo. I host concerts. You know, I hosted a Brian McKnight and Raheem Devon concert in Anchorage last November, which was, you know, phenomenal. It was off the chain. And, you know, that's all I came up there to do. Like, I did a show the next day, but my primary purpose was to come up there to host it because I market myself as an event personality. That's what I call it, more so than just a host. And hosting events, again, it's a separate art form, and it takes the same studiousness to acquire the skill set of a good host than, you know, like you would do a good poet or a good rapper or any kind of good performer. So, yeah, people pay me to come host their events, and I market myself as an event host. And I host everything from weddings, like not the reception, but the actual wedding. I hosted a wedding one time to, you know, the zombie hunt, the concerts, to all kinds of stuff. So it's a fun way to just expand your skill set as an artist into something that's connected but not the same.
Awesome. So do you consider yourself an artist entrepreneur?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I haven't had a job since 2003. So
nice.
I better be an entrepreneur.
I know, right? So it is doable. It is doable. How did you break into the event host? It's like being a paid
event host.
Yeah.
Well, it came from the open mic scene. Hosted open mic spots really just like allowed me to see so many different kinds of people. And in doing that, you know, you host an open mic in any city, really, you're gonna have different kinds of people coming in. And in me just doing dynamic, having my own dynamic style as a host and creating certain mechanics that was signature to me. Certain call and responses that I used to do, or certain, like, for example, I used to do this thing called growth and development, where I would find out who was at the poetry spot for the very first time in their life. Like, not at my spot for the first time, but this is their first time ever being in the poetry spot in life. And I pull them up on the stage, and I would do this thing where you got to see it. I can't even explain it. It's better to see it than to hear it. But, like, I would make them perform a poem, you know, with my guidance, and it was hilarious the way I did it. And people were just
right.
Like, yo, you're really funny. I used to do these different things that were my signature style. And so people here asked me to host other things based on what they saw me doing at the open mic spot.
Awesome. I love that. Because we do have a lot of people that transition from doing poetry to becoming hosting, but they don't realize this is like a different kind of beast. So if they're not successful at it, it's really, you said it perfectly, it's the studying, and then it's the your own personality, a different personality has to come out of that.
Absolutely. I used to study event hosts. I used to study D.L. Hughley. Like, when I say study, I used to watch, like, award shows Dear Julie, Steve Harvey is a great host. Nice to just see their timing, you know, see how they interact with the crowd and see the nuances that they add to, you know, their event that they're hosting and how they made it their own. And, you know, this is, I'm talking like 99, 2000. And it was like, wow, like, okay, you know, I see that it's definitely more than just calling names on a list. You know what I mean? You get on there, you call up the next person to perform or whatever. That's boring. That's corny. That's just real regular. Like, you have to make the show, make the space your own and become part of the show and make the hosting what people come for.
Right.
You know, they come for the host so that they know no matter what, especially the open mic. You can't predict an open mic what's going to happen. You could have a great night, but you could have a night where it's just like, you know, did y'all all come here from the mental health clinic? Like, everybody rolled together? Like, you know what I mean? And then you got to make the show. You got to make the show hot. And in doing that, you know, you got to be creative. So I studied it, man. I used to sit down and just watch hosts and learn different things.
Awesome. So this is you were determined. It wasn't something that you fell into. You were like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do.
I'm going to say I everything I do, being a Virgo and being, I don't know, just I just like fly stuff. You know, I was about to swear. I don't know if you can swear on your radio. But I like being fly. Anything I do, it needs to be fly. It needs to be dope. I can't do anything halfway. I don't do anything, you know, just regular. So if I'm gonna touch it, it's gonna be fly. Period. And that to me just means you gotta do the work. That's not just something you say. Like, you gotta do the work. Understand what makes it good. What makes it quality. What makes it hot. So for me, I wasn't planning on being an event host, like separately, like a, you know, an event personality on its own. But if I'm gonna host the show, it's gonna be dope. So I just wanted to be dope. And in doing that, I got other opportunities, you know what I mean? But opportunity only comes when the opportunity knocks on the doors of the prepared. How's that saying go? Opportunity comes from the prepared. I was prepared. Mm-hmm. And so when the opportunities came, I was able to capitalize on them. And that's just what it is.
Now, being a poet didn't impede on it at all, on you becoming.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, I'm doing poetry. And it's the thing for me, you know, a lot of people don't understand the dynamics of business when it comes to art. You know, and being a poet, like being any kind of artist, once you start selling something and you're charging people at the door, you're not a business. So there's certain dynamics you need to understand and function on. One being operation, where you maintain, you know, the consistency of the business, and the other one being expansion. If your business doesn't expand, you know, if it's not expanding, it's decreasing. If it's not increasing, it's decreasing, period. And that's just the law of business. So for me, I'm always focused on expansion. So with expansion, it means you can't market and do the same thing to the same people. You can't preach to the choir every week. That's not growth.
Right.
So I was taking poetry outside of the poetry circle. And in doing that, I really was able to expand the market and introduce a lot of people who would never come to a poetry spot to poetry. So when I'm hosting other types of events, I'm at a zombie run doing poetry, like poetry from a stage in front of thousands of white people who have never come to a poetry spot before. And they're like, oh, my God, that was dope. You know, and it's something I just wrote that day. So, like, I'm a poet at heart. So anywhere I go, I'm always going to be in the capacity of a poet. I was a poet before I ever stepped on the mic, you know, stepped to the stage. So it's just something that I breathe and live. And doing it is very natural to me. So anywhere I go, I'm always going to be, you know, doing, like, when I'm hosting the Natural Hair Care Expos, I spit my natural hair care poem. You know what I mean? Like, they ain't got nothing to do with poetry, but I bring me to whatever I do. And poetry is me. So it definitely expands the market. It grows the market and allows more people to get exposed to quality poetry, quality spoken word, and that's good for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what was the first fumble, if you can remember, what was the first event, because we're talking about the art of recovery, what was the first event that you're like, oh, man, I need to...
jeez. Yo, you are like, you talking like 15 years in. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can remember the first or the worst, but... You know, it's been all kinds of stuff that has happened to me that I've had to recover from, you know, calling people. Oh, man. So one time in 2000, now I think about it, I had a guy come up to an open mic and recite a speech, a soliloquy from Silence of the Lambs. It was a white guy, and he did the Clarice, you know, Clarice, and he did the whole, like 2 or 3 minutes of silence. And then when he was done, he picked a chair up and threw it against the wall.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, it was part of the act, and we was looking at this dude like, you know, that's how people get beat up at the poetry spot. You don't pick up furniture. You know what I'm saying? You don't pick up furniture that you don't own, you ain't pay for, and throw it against the wall that ain't yours. You know what I mean? And it was, like, random stuff like that happens, you know what I mean? And then, you know, over the last few years, there's been all kinds of fumbles and drops that I, oh, man. And it's really, you know what, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, like, what the fumble is. Your recovery just has to be honest. If you're talking about the art of recovery, if you're hosting an event, whether it be a church event or whatever, you just have to be honest about it. Like, the audience is not looking to be completely entertained by every single thing that happens. And in case that happens where they're not entertained, you know, what you need to do to recover is just be honest, like, you know, and talk to your audience like you're talking to your friends, mm-hmm. like you're talking to your boys, your cousins at Christmas. It's like, whatever just happened, talk about it, you know, and be honest okay. about it. And don't take anything too seriously. You know, you definitely have to have a sense of humor and be able to play stuff off. But don't play it off like it didn't happen. That's the worst thing you can do is just act like something didn't happen. If anything, embellish on it. You know, okay. talk about it and make light of it and make it okay. funny. Make it fun so that people can get a good laugh out of whatever strangeness, you know, just occurred at your spot. So that way you can have a genuine and authentic connection with your audience, man. Like, I don't lie to my audience, man. And if I don't like something or something crazy happened, I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to do it in a way that, you know, I'm not going to put anybody down. That's just whack. But I'm going to always make everybody feel good, laugh, joke, you know, and bring a sense of lightness to the whole situation.
Okay. So if you had to create a toolkit, let's say, for MC / artist, they have to be an artist as well, what would be inside of that box? At least two items. It's almost like that if you were trapped on an island, what would you take? That way it'll give, like, the best practices for a person looking to expand from performance poetry or musician, whatever, to an event host.
Oh, number one, I actually did this before, but for a specific type of event. Number one is the mindset that the audience is your friend or are your friends. You know everybody in the audience. Very important. When you build that immediate rapport, it doesn't matter what happens. Anything can happen and you'll still have it. But you have to walk in like, I know all these people. They're not strangers. You know, I don't know their names, but they're not strangers. They're all my friends and they're all on my side. We all, you know, coming in on the same tip, on the same vibe. That's number one. Number two is, you know, develop a signature. And I can't tell you what that is specifically. You have to find it yourself. Like, one of the best hosts that I've seen in the last 3 years is my man Droopy out of D.C. And he does this thing where when he tries to bring, I call it coming back to one, when he brings everybody's attention back and people are getting restless or whatever, he does this thing where he goes, and watch how you catch this, right? He goes, lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And you only have to know him or have ever been to that spot, you immediately know what to say, and it just brings everything back. That's his signature. If you ever see or hear anybody doing that, they got it from Droopy. Create a signature, you know, and it could be anything from, you know, how you there's this thing called the community poem, and where people put a poem out, a piece of paper out in the audience, and everybody in the audience gets to write a line or two. And passage mm-hmm. around the room, and at the end of the night, everybody, you read the poem that everybody wrote. They call it a community poem. I don't know exactly who created that, but I've only seen it in D.C. And mm-hmm. whoever created that, that's their signature, you know? Okay. So you got to, again, look at the intrinsics of the event that you're hosting and pull something out of it that's relevant to the whole audience, whether it be a call to order, a call back to one, lions and tigers and bears, or a community poem, or, you know, there's a host, you know, that sings Ingrid B in Miami. She sings these songs that are from the 80s. She like who's in the audience from the 80s? Who's an 80s baby or a 70s baby? And she sings mm-hmm. these songs from television shows that are relevant to that era. And if you born in that era and watch the television, you're going to start singing a song, and it's like a way to just get everybody on the same page. That's her signature. Speaking of Ingrid B, I'm going to be performing at her birthday party tonight in Miami.
I appreciate
y'all need to come
that.
Through.
I appreciate the plug.
Piano. Absolutely. That's why I'm here, you know, Piano
yes.
in Hollywood. It's going to be
yes.
an erotic affair. It's also my CD release, my new album called Love, Sex, Wordplay. And the CD more than likely will get somebody pregnant.
I can't listen to it.
It'll get you some or to get you pregnant, one of the other,
oh,
whatever
okay.
one you want. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Some people want to get pregnant. Some people just want to get some. You know what I mean? But my job is to get you what you want.
Exactly.
Whatever you want,
thank
I'm going to help you.
You
get it. But the album is crazy. It's bananas. Miami tonight is my actual CD release, world
yes.
debut. No, nobody's
you.
Ever getting
Thank
gotten
you.
A copy of it before. Absolutely, absolutely. So that's what it is. But Ingrid B is another great host who has her signature, and these are different things that just make you unique as far as the personality. So number one, just be comfortable with your audience. You know everybody. Don't be nervous. Don't be intimidated. And don't act all new. Don't act like a stranger. These are your friends. Talk to them like that. And number two, develop a signature. Those are the two things that need to be in every good host toolbox, toolkit.
So I'm going to play Calm before I let you go, Calm before I let you go. You'll probably be gone because I know you're getting ready for tonight. So we appreciate you out. Let everybody know how to stay in contact with you, how to follow you, how to get the CD.
My name is Mr. Keep On Moving. That's what Calm stands for, is Keep On Moving. So my brand is MR Keep On Moving everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Mr. Moving at Gmail. My website is old and outdated. I'm getting redone, but it's MrKeepOnMoving.com. MR Keep On Moving with the G on the end. And I'd love to hear from your fans. I'd love to hear from everybody listening to you right now, listening to me right now. Let me know what your thoughts are on the new album. None of the new songs are posted just yet, but when you go to the website, you can hear some of the older stuff. And if you like that, you're going to love it. You're going to,
awesome.
Oh my gosh, you're going to love it.
So tell us about the CD real quick. Like, what's the inspiration? Because this is Go Calm that we're about to play.
The inspiration. No, actually, the name of that track, I sent it to you. It's called Go. The name of that track is actually Platinum Tuesday.
Platinum Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, the producer called it Go because I kept saying Go. Like, you'll hear when I say Go. But it's actually called Platinum Tuesday. The inspiration behind this album called Love, Sex, Wordplay. It's simply love, sex, wordplay, three of my favorite things and three things that I'm very good at. So I just wanted to give myself, you know, give myself the opportunity to just do me on an album.
Perfect.
And exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to talk about love. I wanted to talk about sex and the wordplay. You know, for me, each of those things are ridiculous. Like, I'm a great lover. I'm great at sex and I'm great at wordplay. So I want to just put it out there that these are the things I'm good at and I want to share it with the world so you can, like, have, you know, have a great experience that I'm proud of, you know, and
nice.
I feel good about, and we can all have love, sex, and wordplay together. Like, well, not
all
everybody,
right.
just yeah, not everybody.
Right.
You can't invite
right.
everybody to the party.
Yeah, no, you
but,
can't
you know,
do that.
You can have
complex?
A CD, but you can't have.
Yeah,
it
you
together.
Can have it. Right.
Yeah.
Well, Calm,
I'll be really
Mr.
tired.
Keep on. Yes, Mr. Keep On Moving, Mr. Calm. Thank you
all
so
day.
Much for coming on the show and talking about the art of recovery, the art of posting. I hope everyone was blessed by that. We're gonna now end it with Platinum Tuesdays. Please make sure you check him out. If you go out tonight to Piano Bar, check him out there as well. But if you're not in town, because for our international people, definitely pick up the CD. We'll have the link on our Facebook and Twitter account. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Love.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Easy. What is soft like her? Highway on her hips, candy-coated lips, kisses, delicious. She looks like a picture. She likes how my eyes feel. I like how her mind feels. Her body parts in our play. I'm her one-man audience. Her skin is softer than the sky. I ride. There's heat in her eyes, oil on her thighs, heels on high, takes me by surprise. I rise, she puts on the show, my attention front row, I like to watch, she knows, go.